it would make a huge difference to these two communities. And they've been short-shrifted by the politicians for a long time. So it would be very nice to see that. So the very last thing that I played was by Sean Lansbaum off the Chazak Amenu, We Stand as One. And I'm hoping that Chris Earle is on his way into the studio. I don't see him at the moment. So in that case, let's see. See what we're going to do here. What's today's date? Is today the 11th or the 12th? I don't even know. Oh, dear. Well, maybe my phone will tell me what date it is. I can't even tell you. I hate to put on something else. So usually if I put something on, he comes in. But let's see. Today is the 11th. All right, so we could do this. Okay. Okay, why isn't this working? Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Thigh Scrapers.
Right on. Thank you. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Prince. I'm your host, Chris Earle. My guest today is Craig Lorden. We're here with you until 7 p.m., 617-627-3800. It's all vinyl remixes today here on Time Travel. And we're going to start with one from 1991, special release of Get Off here on Time Travel.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
All right, let's start the show.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
Show you, baby, I'm a talented boy. Should have known, I should have known.
Butterscotch curly hair, wish you had some drawers on now. Stone freak to the bone.
I can't believe it, we going home.
Everybody grab a body, pump it like you want somebody. Everybody grab a body, pump it like you want somebody.
So he
want to eat?
Rib.
No, Toy, I don't serve ribs.
You better be happy that dress is still on. I heard the rip when you sat down. Honey, them hips is gone, but that's alright, I clock them that way. Mind me of something James used to say. I like them fat. I like them proud. You got to have a mother for me. Now move your big ass around this way so I can work on that zipper, baby. Tonight, you're a star. And I'm a big dipper. With the dress half on, I zip it falling up, sick up, crack a dawn. Don't worry about the bust, I'm gonna lock up every door. Then we can do it in the kitchen, on the floor, in the bathroom, standing on a tub and holding on the rod. You're in the closet underneath the clothes, and oh my god. In the pantry, I'ma dress it with your feet in the drawers. In the pantry, on the shelf, I guarantee you won't be bored. In the pool table, yeah, move the sticks and put the eight ball where it should have stick. Dudley, do no wrong tonight. If nail, just let him kick it. In a way so as not to offend or unnerve. And there's a rumor going all around that you ain't been getting served. They say that you ain't, you know what, and baby, who knows how long. It's hard for me to say what's right when all I wanna do is wrong. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after if you say I can.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Come on.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. It is Time Travel with Prince. My name is Chris Earl. It's normally Time Travel with Chris Earl, but it has changed temporarily to be Time Travel with Prince up till, at least until the end of May, and maybe into June, because there's so many Prince songs. I have over 900 just on the iTunes alone. And my special guest today is my old friend, even from before high school, grade school even, junior high school, Mr. Craig Lorden. How are you today, Craig?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for coming back to Time Travel. Last time we did all Disney, and this time you're in for Prince, because, of course, you and I go back to our high school days with love of Prince, with visits to Mystery Train Records and Tower Records. And I have a big stack of vinyl here in front of me, and Craig is picking out a few that he would like to hear today. If you'd like to hear something, 617-627-3800. I should start by saying that was Get Off, a promo single called the Damn Near 10 Minutes Mix. And it was damn near 10 minutes. It was clocking in at 9 minutes and 22 seconds. And pretty much at that point, if you're at a dance club and you dance to that for 9 minutes and 22 seconds, you usually get off the floor and get yourself a drink or something, because I would be exhausted after that. He put that out as a promo on his birthday, which was June 7th back in 1991. And there's an early version of that called Glam Slam 91 on one of those vinyl records there, which is pretty interesting. But we have things from Tower Records and Strawberries and all kinds of different things. Did you come across any favorite record stores that we went to back in the day?
Well, the guilty pleasure, I guess, is the Batman stuff, because that was at yes. the height of the Prince popularity in 89, mm-hmm. running around the city trying to find the Bat Can.
That's right. Yes. Tell us about the Bat Can. Do you remember where we went for that?
I know we went all over. I don't remember where we got
Cambridge.
It. Yeah, we were all over the place, and this yep. pre-internet, so you had no idea when things were coming out.
Yeah, it was, what was the name of, I want to say it was either an H, no, it was the Coop.
Yeah.
That's where it was. It was the Coop, and that still exists, right? Is that still in Cambridge?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. We went in to find ourselves the Bat Can, which, for those of you who don't know what the Bat Can was, why don't you tell us what was so exciting about the Bat Can, Craig?
The Bat Can was the soundtrack to Batman, the 1989 Tim Burton film,
mm-hmm.
and it was the same exact soundtrack on a CD in a metal can.
Exactly.
That was what was so exciting about it.
Exactly. There was nothing special about it. And the booklet for the regular CD, I believe, was better than the one that was in the Bat Can. The one in the Bat Can, I believe, was circular,
yep.
but it had less information than the one in the CD. So we were like, man, what a jip. Yeah, it was lousy.
But of course, I still have the Bat Can.
I do too. I'm going to put a little, how do you say it? Alexa de Paris? Sure. How would you pronounce that in French?
That's what you just said, Alexa de Paris.
Alexa de Paris in the background. But I think it's at the wrong speed.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, let's say.
Oh, now it's much better.
It is much better, isn't it? There we go. There we go. There, isn't that nice? This is an instrumental from Under the Cherry Moon, arguably Prince's best movie.
Which I'm not sure I ever saw.
Oh, you didn't see Under the Cherry Moon?
I know I saw Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, the worst. The worst, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me where you saw Graffiti Bridge. Do you remember seeing that and what happened?
I remember seeing it in at the Showcase Cinema in Woburn. I think I might have gone with my sister. I'm not sure. And I have no idea what the movie was about. I don't remember. I remember watching the movie, but I don't remember any of the plot, what was going on, or anything like that.
It was an awful, awful movie. It came out in 1990 for all of about maybe a week and a half, and then it was gone. It was well into its second week, and the Showcase just pulled it out on a Wednesday and said, forget it, we're not even playing it the last 2 days, because it made about $13 at the box office.
Yeah, from me, my sister.
I snuck into that one. Like, I ain't paying to see this. But yeah, that was about Graffiti Bridge, which is inside all of us, I guess. That's what Prince told us, at least. But yeah, very awful movie, and not too many great numbers on that one. But he got back quite a few. He had Mavis Staples on mm-hmm. there, and he had The Time on there, and
yep.
What was the little guy's name? Tevin Campbell, maybe.
Right. Yep.
And tried to put together a little new Purple Rain for the '90s, and it was mildly successful. The movie was a big dud, though. Under the Cherry Moon isn't that bad. He plays Christopher Tracy in there, and it's set in France, and there's some great music in there from Parade. And I think we're going to play a couple of, we might play two of them. I think we're going to play the Kiss Extended Mix, and we're going to play Mountains, I think. What did you pick out over there? We got the Batman stuff.
Well, we have the Party Man mixes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Bat Dance. You've got the look and the house. Is Housequake on this one? Yeah, Housequake mixes is a favorite of mine.
Very nice.
And then, oh yeah, here's the Kiss. The hilarious Kiss mix.
The Kiss mix, which is, I don't even want to give it away, but it's pretty much Kiss. But
yeah.
Then the last 3.5 minutes is all new.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. And it's funny. And Prince did have a sense of humor, which was great. I'm going to put that on here after we get out of Alexa de Paris. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. It is Time Travel with Prince. My guest today is Craig Lorden. 617-627-3800 is the request number. If you want to call in and make a vinyl request, we've got all kinds of good stuff for you coming up. Time Travel with Prince here with you until 7 p.m. only on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Kiss.
Already.
Damn.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
WMFO Medford. You're listening to Time Travel with Prince. My guest today is Craig Lorden. My name is Chris Earle. We're here with you till 7 p.m. playing Prince remixes for you of some songs that you may have heard before, but maybe not in this special way. I'm calling it Prince 301 today. I'm doing different classes. We had the 101, the 201, and now the 301, and we will do a 401 and a 501 class over the next coming weeks. So this was not one of my favorite songs, but a pretty good early Prince song in the background. We have Let's Work, which was an early 12-inch mix, which is pretty rare, too. You ever hear this one before?
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah. They pretty much say Let's Work for about 8 minutes and groove to it. But how great is that Kiss one? We were talking about that off the air. Some of the best remixes were the ones where you could tell they put time in and they actually added music and created an entirely new number there.
Yep.
Because I remember first getting that, I opened it up, started playing it. I'm like, geez, it sounds the same. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a second. After it was over, it just keeps going for like another 3.5 minutes and it's almost like a Kiss part two. And you have that little like skit in the background with the couple arguing back and forth. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's definitely one of my favorites. We got some other ones coming up here. We're going to hit the Purple Party mix on, I think, from Batman. And we have all kinds of earlier Prince stuff. If you want to hear something, 617-627-3800. We will do our best to find it for you. It's Prince remixes today, some vinyl and some off vinyl. How about some best remixes, you think, Craig? Anything come to mind off the top of your head other than the Kiss one we just talked about?
Oh, we were just talking about Shockadelica, which educated me is actually a remix because it was some shorter version of it.
Mm-hmm.
I always had that as a B-side type thing, but that's a favorite.
Yeah.
What else? I'm always partial to anything off Sign of the Times, so anything that was remixed or extended from that two CD set.
Yeah, I love Sign partial. Of the Times. And what was interesting about those remixes is we got those on Ka-singles, but they were maxi Ka-singles.
Yeah.
So there was a Ka-single which was like, I think it only held like up to 3 or 4 minutes of tape. And you would go into your Strawberry Records or Tower Records or Newberry Comics, what have you, and you'd buy it for like $2 maybe, $2.49.
Yeah.
And it would have like an edited single of a song and then maybe a B-side on the other side. And the longer Ka-single was like La 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 Hee Hee's like a 10-minute song, and it had Sign of the Times, which is about a 5-minute song. But they also made a shorter version of Sign of the Times years later. They edited that down. But that's what was interesting is that about that time in 87, 88, you wouldn't necessarily have just vinyl mixes out there. You'd also have the cassette ones, too.
Yep.
But for the most part, when we were going in, we were finding mostly vinyl and then bringing it home.
Right.
And I don't even think I had a record player half the time until much later. I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to play these, but I want them, you know? But, yeah. So normally, tell us about, do you remember those days we would pretty much work at our jobs back in high school, and we'd gather up, I'd usually bring about $100 in my pocket, and we'd be like, we're going to all the record stores, and like we'd figure out where to start, and Craig just reminded me, we usually start in Cambridge, and the Coop was there, and there was a place called Mystery Train Records, and there was another one called Second Coming. I don't believe Mystery Train's there anymore, I think Second Coming Records is still there. We talked about Looney Tunes and Tower Records, which we went to constantly.
Yes.
Yeah. Tower Records, tell us about the amazement of Tower Records and like first going in there, if you could remember that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tower Records was just so, and I think it's actually a movie. I think Tom Hanks' son did a whole movie just about Tower Records itself. But the Tower Records in Boston, it was this great building that they renovated and turned into this multi-floor record store. It had, you know, you had movies, you had records, you had CDs when those were coming out. Not exactly the topic of this show, but I waited all day outside Tower Records to meet Morrissey.
Nice.
One spring afternoon or day.
Right.
So, yeah, it's still like this, you know, cultural touchstone, the Tower Records, which I was telling you off air is now TJ Maxx, a multi-floor TJ Maxx in at the end of Newbury Street in Boston.
That's exactly what we needed, another TJ Maxx. If you can't have records, you got to have clothes. And you know what was right around the corner from there is we're actually missing the very first Newbury Comics store, which was right around
yes.
the corner from the Tower Records. And
yep.
I believe that's still there.
I assume it is, yeah.
But that was new when we went in there. I'm like, what is this place? Because Newbury Comics hadn't existed in Burlington yet or
right.
many of the other suburbs. And that, to me, I remember you telling me, we have to go to Tower Records when it opens. This is going to be amazing. And we went in and we were like, wow, three stories of records they didn't even have DVDs then. What else did they have? VHS tapes.
Yeah, and
they
CDs were starting.
Yeah. Right? Didn't they have like a whole music floor or they had all classical on
yeah,
one floor?
One floor was all classical. It was very, very chill up there. Uh-huh. Go up there and relax and look at all the classical CDs. And
how about another type of single that we may not have brought up yet? Remember the 3-inch?
Yes.
Single, the 3-inch
yes.
CD.
I still have some 3-inch CDs. I have a Huey Lewis, a U2,
nice.
3-inch CD. Yeah.
I have the U2. I have Desire, I think.
I think that's the one I have as well.
I had, When Love Comes to Town. I had that on 3-inch. But I remember having Tony Childs.
I had that one. I think
it was
free.
It was a free giveaway,
yeah.
And both of us were like, this is awful. It was a 3-inch giveaway, the Tower, and we got it, too, because it came with an adapter.
Right.
So if you didn't have a 3-inch player, there was actually a 3-inch CD player, which lasted about a month in, like, the late 80s. You would have, and I actually owned one. I had the 3-inch player, and you could play 5-inch CDs in it, but it came outside, and it looked like a little buzzsaw. So anytime you put your finger on it or bumped into anything, the CD would stop altogether, so... You had to have it in an enclosed case, so of course not many people bought them. But the Tony Childs 3-inch CD came with an adapter, so you could play it in a regular CD player. And I remember we were listening to it, and it's like a minute of one song, half a minute of another. So, and then there was like one regular song on it, and we're like, this is awful. And then time went by, and for some reason, like it became a joke between me and you. It's like, oh, we should put that Tony Childs CD in. And Tom Hooper was over, and he's like, I love Tony Childs. He's like, what? He's like, how do you even know this guy? It's like, it was a free CD. It's like, we never even heard of him. But apparently over the years, Tony Childs did all right. For some reason, I don't even know why. I was on Wikipedia and I looked him up the other day. I don't even know if it was a girl or a guy. Tony Childs.
I think it was I want to say it was a woman.
Yeah, let's say. It's American Australian singer-songwriter best known for her works, Don't Walk Away. I think that's what we got. It was a top 100 hit in 1988, probably because they just gave the CD away to everybody. They're like, oh, made the Billboard charts. Everybody owns a copy. We didn't tell everybody. We gave them away for free. Prince actually did that for Musicology. He got on the charts with Musicology because included in the ticket price was a copy of Musicology.
Yep.
So when you were going through, like I remember seeing him at the Garden, and you're just checking through the lines, and they would give you a copy of Musicology. So I had two copies, of course, because I had already bought it. And I'm like, what do I do with this other one? Like, a lot of them probably ended up in the trash, but Prince got back on the Billboard charts for Musicology, which is a fantastic song. The rest of the album, you know. Some of the later stuff is fantastic, though. This is another one that I absolutely love, a 12-inch mix of Raspberry Beret in the background. Do you remember this at all?
Yeah, I was just listening to this again the other day, as I was telling you off air with these old cassettes I made of all of your stuff that I still have and still work. Yeah, so I just listened to this one. This is another great one.
We should also mention Craig brought in his Walkman. He actually has a working Walkman. Now, did you bring in headphones for it?
Oh, no. I left those behind.
We could probably find some here.
I think I'm wearing some right now.
We got some here that we could plug in there and we just make sure the thing still works. But he also has a ticket from the Love Sexy Tour of 1988. So tell us about this concert. What do you remember about even getting the ticket back then in high school? Getting a ticket was a work of art.
For any concert, it was a whole like project. Somebody was the designated person to go like at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning, right, whatever, to the ticket. Newbury Comics had a ticket agency, a ticket master, mm-hmm, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So you go and hang out in the parking lot with these other people that you know. Everyone's waiting,
right,
for them to open. And then you just like rush over there to get in line and be the first one in the door to get these tickets.
Uh-huh. And they usually give you a band.
Yes,
remember
to get
some
in line.
They'd get a band. I remember going for The Who and I got like number 338. Yep. And I was supposed to be in class that day and I told everybody I was going for The Who tickets. And somebody told, what was the name of the mean lady? Oh, Miss Kelly, the English teacher senior year. Oh, Chris usually isn't out sick today. I wonder why he's not here. He must be really sick. And everyone's like, yeah, he's really sick. He's getting Who tickets. But that was always a production, just going, waiting in line. And the other thing that was funny is you would go and get these tickets for concerts, and then you'd come across other people from school that also may have taken the day off, or if it was a Saturday, you'd just see them. And then they wondered where you were in line, and you're like, I'm not really friends with this person. And all of a sudden, I get a bigger number on their best friend because they want the tickets. My friend Scott was telling me the other day we had to go to a wedding for a mutual friend, Ryan, which is a wonderful wedding. And we had a beer, and we were talking about Prince because he had just died over the weekend. And a weekend had gone by, and he mentioned that he went to go see Prince in, like, 85. And he said he got the wristband on, and he ended up going into work. And he was talking to a girl at work, and she's like, is that a wristband for Prince? And he's like, yeah. And she said, well, do you want to go out for lunch? And they went out and they like had a couple dates. And he didn't even have the tickets yet. He's like, you used to get girls just not even having Prince tickets. He didn't even have to have it.
It was just a possibility.
It's the possibility.
Prince ticket.
That's right. That's how powerful Prince was in his heyday of the mid to late 80s. But this was one of my favorites, too. Such a strange follow-up after Purple Rain. Like, he could have made a Purple Rain, too, but then he ended up making this kind of Beatlesque album of Around the World in a Day.
Right.
Still pretty good album. But, yeah, there's so many songs. I couldn't believe, like, looking at it after he passed away, and I'm like, wow, I got over 900 just on iTunes. And then I'm trying to figure out, like, the different weeks and what to do with Prince, and I find all this vinyl stuff. One of the things that I found was a purple 7-inch of Purple Rain with God on the other side. Which
I remember,
like,
that.
It was just the God side. I'm like, oh my God, this is a horrible song. Some people love it. I'm just like, this is just so like boring to me. But the Purple Rain, it's bright purple. That thing's on eBay for like $550.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God. You know, I have it like sitting in a drawer in my upstairs room, you know. I'm like, geez, I should toss that on there, put it in a frame or something. Because it looks so cool. Because it actually, on the label, doesn't even say Purple Rain. It just has a picture of rain that's purple. And I'm like, that's so neat. And then the flip side of the label has, it says Purple Rain, other side, God, this side, Prince. But I'm like, wow, it's really neat looking. And they actually did Purple Rain on vinyl in purple. Like some of the early pressings, and came with a poster. I didn't know if you noticed.
Yeah,
inside the poster there is a poster in the old Purple Rain albums. I got an interview disc on there, too. I'm not even sure what's on that one. I remember it being boring and never playing it again. That's about it. But you have the picture of the Revolution on there in the old Purple Rain. I always loved that, too, when you opened up a record and there was like a little surprise in there. You're always looking for at least lyrics, right? I remember how disappointed we'd be, like, is there lyrics? And even opening a CD, you'd be like, is there lyrics? And then it's like, no, cheap, you know? I have a few here from Strawberry Records, a few from Mystery Train. Newbury Comics was always a fun place to go, but boy, I think I liked Second Coming and I liked Looney Tunes a lot, because those were ones you could find, you know, anywhere from like $1 to $5 CDs. And
yeah, those were the treasure trove places where you didn't know what you were going to find. The, you know, Newbury and Tower were for the more of the newer releases or import stuff.
Yeah, it was so good. But one of my friends works at a place, I think it's called Stereo Jacks, which is around here. I want to say it's Medford or Somerville or something like that. But I never made it into that one. But that's like still one of the few like independent record stores that's actually doing okay. Or they may have even closed down. I don't know. it's gonna keep going for a little while. But I eventually think mostly digital is where we're going to be forever now. I don't understand this resurgence in vinyl, though. Do you? Can you explain that to me?
No, I cannot. I guess it's good.
It is good in a way, but records still skip, right? As far as I remember, people were excited about the CD because they didn't get all skipped. I mean, you could scratch them and still ruin them, but I mean, it's very easy for you to put it on the wrong speed, as I just, you know, yeah. I just decided to do with Alexa de Paris. Let's see. What we should put on next. We're going to do a bat thing. Why don't we do the Purple Potty mix? Why don't I get that on while we're chatting here?
All right.
Do you have that? It's the yellow bat one. There we go. This one was always a good one. And I remember the excitement about seeing this movie, too. Going to see Batman.
Yeah, I must.